The Hiver having exhibition number 177.
Kitang tokeleng nako nati nimra lombia ko mera burio et burio
is become number one.
Nyena po atokeleng.
That is the sound of a livestock show judge announcing one of the winners at the Central Equatorial Livestock Show in Terkeka last week.
Top line.
Kata ko ngol na kiding na anago, kiding na nyita anago wa najo.
Then also long square level ram.
Kati yani kata ko jolan e mugun nanyin.
Strong bones also.
Kati ko kuyulogo no medita sa I pepetia.
Then also strong pastram hooks.
Kati dabedia yani anago e moki kikomongulu.
Wading lion.
Yani kati e Komong koi murutanake wana leong.
They are having also a big stomach.
The winner being announced is the winner of the most productive heifer. At the livestock show, the livestock keepers present their cows, sheep, and goats to be evaluated by trained judges. The livestock were divided into categories according to the age and sex of the animal. They, judges, who were trained by Food and Agricultural Organization and U.S. Civil Affairs vets, then chose the top three in each class. One of the judges, Kwajok Tongun Ladu, explains the criteria used for judging the livestock.
For each group set, we have different criteria. The criteria mainly look at the body building, the strength of the body, and then the body balancing when standing, and then the potentials for productivity in terms of milk production, male being a good breeding bull, and then also those small ones, still you can tell which ones are more productive in the future. And then we look at the milking cows, we allow the farmers to milk, and we measure what the productivity of each of the cow, and we measure, and then the highest one was having like a 1.550 liters, which is 1,550 milliliters. So that is the highest, and the lowest was around 100 milliliters, so which is very low.
Judge Kwajok Tongun says the judging criteria is important because the livestock keepers get to learn the right way to keep their animals healthy as they look forward to the next show.
So this one, it's very important for the farmers to actually learn from it, and they should also manage their livestock in a good way to become more productive and give them more milk and also for meat. Because the body structures of some of these bulls, they are very good for milk and meat production.
It has been estimated that South Sudan has 36 million heads of livestock, but people don't benefit from the livestock as much as they could. The livestock show seeks to promote better animal husbandry and topics such as supplemental feeding and cutting and storing fodder, which reduces need for animals to be constantly on the move looking for pasture. Food and Agricultural Organization Country Director Mesak Malo says it is time to commercialize the livestock farming in South Sudan.
We are looking at ensuring that the livestock sector is able to contribute to the non-oil revenue in this country and is able to assist the farmers. Commercialization of the livestock sector away from social issues and all these aspects, bringing about cattle raid, moving cows, we want to move to commercialization. The livestock is alive. Stock, you're putting your money but in live animals. So we want commercialization so that we may be able to get cash out of them and be able to develop oneself first and then the country at large.
The deputy head of the European Union delegation to South Sudan, Dion's Hotel, was quite impressed by the event. He says the unity that was demonstrated by different communities is what South Sudan should look like without insecurity.
From many angles, we see a vivid culture of livestock cooperation. Livestock as an opportunity, livestock as a challenge. We see a peaceful community of people dealing with farmers, agricultures, fisheries, livestock, living in harmony. And it's a model, in my view, model how this country should look like if the paramount issue of insecurity will be solved. So I would say by solving security, we would see how this beautiful country can flourish with an amazing number of ethnic communities.
Mr. Hotel says the livestock industry needs support from the donor community as well as the local community to create opportunities to improve livelihoods.
All these efforts, in my view, could create additional number of new jobs and also could create added values in terms of further education and further increase of knowledge about all culture, about the when it comes to dealing with livestock and agriculture and pastoralist communities.
The winner of the Bull Class and Grand Champion for Cattle category, Albino Meling, says he will use his grand prize to buy food for the livestock.
We received information that a delegation is coming. That's why we all came with our cattle, and we are very happy for that. So I will keep this $100 given to me and use it for buying food and medicine for the livestock, because I have got 30 herds of cattle. I will also use part of it for buying coffee as well as purchasing additional goats. My animals are healthy because I take good care of them on the island, especially during dry season.
Reporting for Radio Miraya, I am Lokuri Henry.